Check, 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 mic, check, check. All right, mic, check, check. All right, check, mic. Mic, check, check, check. Boy, the Dean class is in session. We got a good show for y'all guys today. We have a good show for y'all today. Shout out to everybody in the chat room. How's my dogs doing? Hope everybody's doing good. Shout out to you guys. We got a great show for you guys today. Let's get into it, but let's just briefly go through what we always go through, our spiel. Guys, this show that you listen to 100% original, 100% authentic. The thing about this show, I don't want to take that shit off. You say that shit. Thing about this show is that we teach game in a way that nobody else is teaching it. And we're showing you things about yourself that nobody else is actually doing. So, guys, we ask you to get your notebooks out, get your crayons out. We're going to be talking about rejection in a way that nobody's ever talked to you all about it before. So we're going to ask you guys to get your crayons out. Take notes on this two-hour show that we have. Lines are going to be open, gentlemen, if you have a question to call in. Let's get into it. Hope everybody's doing good. And what's going on, Red? Shout out to everybody. Shout out to all you guys out there. Hope you guys are doing well today. And after this show, hopefully you can get a new perspective on rejection that you've never got before. We always want to do things a little bit outside the box. And let me show you. I'm being honest with you. I want to show you. So as you can see, let me see. Hold on. I want to make sure there's no credit card for me. Okay, hold on a second. Hold on. Let me black something out, but let me show y'all something. So y'all can see that this is actually in-house. Hold on a second. Let me see. Let me take that out. Hold on, I gotta show you the receipt thing. Hold on a second. All right, let me just scribble all through this shit so I can show y'all something. All right, so I had to go, as you can see, let me just show y'all. So I went and got a Lowe's, it's my receipt. So while I was driving, these are the notes right here. Y'all see these are notes for the show. This is it. This is what I keep telling you. It's in-house. I'm going to go off these notes right here. What you see, listen, I want y'all to see this. What y'all see right here, these little bit of notes, this is what we're going to be going off on the show, these little notes right here. So I want to let y'all guys know that this is actually coming in-house. This is actually in-house. So so we're going to go off of this and talk about rejection in a way that you've never heard it before. Because a lot of people are not really talking about this the way we're about to talk about it, guys. And if y'all want to call in, y'all have the number. If y'all want to have a question, y'all, the lines are open. Let me make sure I get the lines open up. The lines are open if you want to call in as well. Let me hit this button here and open up the lines. Lines are open. Everything is good. All right, we're good. Everything is good. So we're going to talk about rejection in a way that no one has ever talked about rejection before. So I ask that you guys join us in understanding rejection. But the thing that we want to do for you guys is we want you guys to see what is important here is that you guys see the world in a different perspective than you have. Because all your life you have been looking at rejection the wrong way. And I'm going to show you all something today. And after we get done, you should have a greater understanding or overstanding of rejection because nobody's talking about this. Look, I'm telling you, it right here, look, all these words right here, all these words. See all this stuff? All that stuff right there, that's coming from me. This is me. Okay, so this is what we're going off of. So let's discuss this thing that has been bogging you down and holding you down, gentlemen, for years, decades, all your life. Most of you guys don't understand failure. And most of you guys have attached failure. And you have created in your world of poor me, someone to give failure a playmate, okay? Failure, fear and all these. You want to build houses, okay? Okay? And what you guys don't understand is that you don't understand when you think about rejection. A lot of you guys don't understand that, okay? And I want y'all to think about this. What if rejection is not absolutely thinking what you think it is? And we're going to talk about that. And I want y'all to take notes. When you are living in the I do, you will see rejection from something or someone, a woman, outside of you. But there is a truth going in your I am that you guys don't understand. And because you don't understand what's happening in your I am, you're looking at rejection, the I do, outside of you, as something that it actually isn't. Because you're looking at it the total wrong way. You're looking at it the wrong way. You guys out here looking at rejection from the outside don't realize that's not the true rejection. The true rejection is a domino effect of what's happening in your I am that produces a rejection of an I do that makes you think that anything outside of you, her, the woman, is actually rejecting you and she's not rejecting you. What you guys don't understand, excuse me, is that you are actually internally rejecting your truth. And because you reject your truth internally, it has an effect to make you see a perception and a reality that anything or anyone, the woman outside of you, is actually rejecting you. But wait a second. Wait, Steve, what do you mean you rejected my truth? You guys out here. It stands, it's like it's a blowhorn or a horn screaming at you. Help me find my scribe. Help me build my world. Help me find my blacksmith. Help me create laws, rules, and codes. Help me guide you. He's screaming that inside your mind, and you're rejecting it. You're rejecting experience. You're rejecting getting off your lazy ass. But because you reject your truth, hold on 1 second, 973. Because you reject your truth, it creates a perception and a reality outside of you to make you feel like when whatever is outside of you rejecting you, you take it some kind of way because of your importance that you have, your self-importance that you have for yourself. You reject your truth. And because you reject your truth, the lack of experience you have, the lack of work you're putting into yourself, the lack of time, the lack of effort, the lack of energy that you put in yourself, it makes you actually think that when you meet her, see her, talk to her, text her, call her, go on a date with her, that if she doesn't do what you expect her to do, it is rejection. And that's not true. Hold on, we're going to continue this. We got a good show today. Let me grab this call. 973. How can I help you, sir? What's up?
Oh my God. Sir, is that me?
Yes, can you please turn down your what's up? There's a lot of noise in the background. What's up, brother? Hello.
How about now? Is that better?
Yeah, it's better. What's your question, brother? How can I help you?
Hey, no question, man. I just wanted to show you the appreciation and whatnot for the videos you do and shit. And it's a good thing you're doing. Real inspiration, all right? So I just want to give you your props, man.
All right, thank you, brother. Much love, respect. Stand up, Meat Peel community, okay, brother? Thank you very much, okay, sir? All right, stand up, respect. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Listen to what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying because we're getting deep because nobody's telling you about this. When you embrace your truth, you embrace your adventure, you embrace everything that comes along with you internally, and see, this is why the real ones don't give a fuck about rejection, because we accept our truth. We don't reject our truth. We accept stepping out of our comfort zone because we live to build our comfort zone to become opportunity. But what I know you guys, listen, a lot of you guys think rejection hurts, and it's supposed to hurt for some of you guys out here. Rejection's supposed to sting you. Because if you are open and there's nothing to protect you because you have not built the walls to protect you, you have not built a warrior to protect you, you are going to feel the sting of rejection. But what if you stop rejecting yourself, gentlemen? And what if you did something crazy? What if you looked at rejection as not a bad thing, not a loss, but what if you looked at it like a gain? Because what you guys don't understand is that rejection is bad when you reject yourself. Thus, when the outside world rejects you, you really feel the thunder that's coming down on you because you're not protecting yourself from the outside world. You allow that in, it hurts you, it makes you feel bad. But what if, guys, I told you that what if it could actually be the catalyst to something, ready? Not bad, but greater in your life. What if you looked at rejection sometimes differently? See, gentlemen, I want you to think about something for a second. When you reject yourself, let me check and see if y'all got questions. Hope y'all simply this up. Listen to me. When you reject yourself, okay, you don't believe in yourself. But when you start to reject yourself, you start doing things that you shouldn't be doing. And the craziest thing that a lot of you guys are doing that you don't realize what it is you're doing is that when you reject yourself, how can you have a compass to lead yourself where you gotta go? But when you reject yourself, you begin to look into the future as if you can see what is going to happen 4 seconds, 10 minutes, or an hour into the future. I'm going to say, listen to me. See, guys, when you reject yourself, you reject all the things that make you who you are. But here lies the question. What are those things if one is not building those things for himself? See, you can always tell, and a woman can always tell what kind of man you are when you fear rejection, because the man that doesn't fear rejection ain't looking to the fucking future. He's looking at the right now. He's not looking at the future. Sure, he knows he's going to get that motherfucking pussy eventually, but that's not looking into the future. That's just something that's going to come along with being a motherfucking man. But when you reject yourself, gentlemen, then there is no compass to guide you into the now. So what your mind tries to trick you in doing is trying to make you into a fortune teller. How many times? Come on, think about it. I don't believe me. Think about it. You see the woman, and because you reject yourself, you go into this false, fake reality called a future of what's going to happen. Oh, man, and that's probably the number one movie playing in theater number one. It's one of the number one movies. It's a hit movie called in theater number one, The Future, the false, fake future starring you. And when you look outside yourself, you see that woman, the first thing you do is you go into this false, fake reality of, holy shit, she's going to turn me down. Oh, my God. She's going to, wait, man, y'all might as well make it like fucking a horror movie. My God, I'm a trip and fall, and she's going to be walking in slow time, and she's going to catch up and grab me and chop me up. Y'all might as well make up whatever the fuck you want to make up. You always do this. But the one thing you don't do is you don't realize that what you are creating is a lie because you're looking outside of yourself. Let me ask this question real quick before we continue. He said, I watched your previous stream where you said you never bring up sex to a woman. How do you keep sexual tension with the woman without ever pushing her towards sexual relations? Because she knows, based on how I move, how I position, and how I set up my world, that I am very experienced with women. And through my experience, it draws her curiosity to allow me in to her world because she wants to know more about me. Then at that point, I'm living in her mind. I'm renting space in her mind because she's thinking about me. That's how it works, sir. But anyway, getting back to what I was saying to you guys out here, I want y'all to think about what y'all are doing. Guys, I want to call in. Y'all have the number. But I want y'all to think about what I'm saying, guys. Because, gentlemen, we cannot predict the future. And that's why we must stay out of theater number one. But it's so hard for you to do that. Because we cannot predict the future, there's no guarantee that anything is going to happen bad or anything is going to happen good. Let me ask you a question, and y'all don't even see it. See, when you have game and you're at your core and you're one with yourself and you trust yourself, you don't reject yourself, and you guide yourself, how can a woman saying no to you be a rejection? Whose loss is it? Is it actually my loss when I'm the only one that can bring her to her core? If I'm the only one that can show her things, elevate her and educate her and push her beyond her core that she has of the ever average man, how the fuck can I be rejected when it's not my loss? The greatest impact of rejection, gentlemen, is not in Hold on, guys. I think it's time to get y'all crayons out. Can y'all get y'all crayons out, please? We getting deep today. Can y'all get y'all crayons out, guys? Get y'all crayons out. Let me put the sign up. Guys, take a moment. Get your notes out. Come on. Please put a star around this. Please, gentlemen, ask you guys, get your crayons out. They ain't ready for this. Y'all ain't ready for this. Now, I'm telling y'all, man, nobody talks about what we talk about. This is for the me peel community, the 0.0001%ers. Nobody believes in this. Let's go. Let's get it. Come on. I got you. This is why we are what the fuck we are and why we do what the fuck we do. Listen, gentlemen, I want y'all to soak this up. Because you reject yourself and because you fantasize about a future that has never taken place, you automatically assume that when a woman says no or isn't interested in you, you feel some kind of a way. But the greatest measure of rejection, gentlemen, that hurts you guys is not the rejection. It's not the rejection. Ready? Wait for it. Ready? It's how you react to it or let it affect you. Oh, my God, y'all ain't ready for this shit. Listen to what the fuck I'm saying. It's not the rejection. You just gave it a name because you're in theater number one thinking that it's a bad thing. But the measure that you have of why you have fears and rejections and all this stuff is because it's not the rejection. It has nothing. Hey guys, listen to me. I'm telling you, listen to your boy. It has nothing to do with the woman. Listen to me. It has nothing to do with the woman. Hey, listen, this game is applied to everything in life. Everything, man. Everything. But let me continue. It has nothing to do with the life, the job, your parents, your friends, and all this other shit. Your parents are allowed to be shitty to you. Women are allowed to fucking reject you. Your friends are allowed to reject you and talk about you. But that's not where the problem is. The problem is not what those motherfuckers are doing in the I do. It's the impact of how you react to it in the I am. How it affects you in the I am. Then it springs out to the I do. Oh man, I don't think y'all ready. I don't think y'all ready for this. Nobody's telling you this shit. Nobody's telling you this shit. The reason the impact is great on you and the reason it affects you goes back to what I said in the beginning. How can your body or your mind trust somebody that rejects its own self? You reject yourself by not doing the things to fortify your motherfucking mind and expand your world. And because you don't do that, it will get you, gives you a false sense of reality, a false perception that you believe. And then you take that combination and see that woman and she says she's got a boyfriend. But wait a second, you haven't even talked to her yet and you already know what the fuck she's going to say. Isn't that amazing? You already know. You have somehow, some way, you have found the flux capacitor and you were able to go into a fucking future to see that she's going to reject you. And what you guys don't even understand is that even if you do get the woman, she's going to run you because of your fear of losing her, thus fear of her rejecting you. Because if you worry about her breaking up with you, worry about her leaving you, worry about her doing you, put anything in the line, you're already rejecting yourself. You don't trust you to be enough for her. Guys, let me tell you something. I'm a bad motherfucker. And they're allowed to say no to me because they do. They tell me they have boyfriends. They tell me that they're not interested. They do all that good shit. But why is it that I can keep on moving? Why is it that some of them do come back because they can't understand that it's not affecting me? Because how can it affect me if what they say is none of my fucking business? They are allowed to do whatever they want to do. She's allowed to say no. She's allowed to say she has a boyfriend. She's allowed to be in a relationship with me and say, you know what? I don't like the fact that you have other women, so I'm leaving you. Am I supposed to feel rejected? No, I don't feel rejected. Because there ain't no fucking thing as rejection to a man that is not rejecting himself. When you reject the best things of who you are leaving yourself open for everybody to create and form you the way they want to form you. And they form you not by forming you, but by positioning themselves to get you to either react to something that they do or let something they do affect you in such a manner that you begin to think that that's your truth, even though it's one woman. So from that one woman, because you reject yourself, you automatically think all women. And then your mind starts to process, because she's dancing wildly on the floor and she has all these guys around her, why would she want me? Do you see that? You've already rejected yourself before you even said anything. She will never date a guy like me. And hold on, let me go into this false future, because if I reach out and say something to her, she's not going to like me. And you don't even see that you are not actually being rejected. You're rejecting yourself because you're reacting to a fake movie in theater number one called Rejection, starring you. You're the star of the movie. You're the box office hit in this movie called Rejection. Because apparently, you can see into the future. Apparently, you can go into fucking time and see that this woman that you know nothing about automatically is going to reject you. And even if she says, no, I have a boyfriend or I'm seeing somebody, why you make it a rejection is not because of what she's saying. It's because you have set a false expectation on yourself when, matter of fact, you don't even trust yourself to even work on yourself. Thus, when she rejects you, all of a sudden, it's how it affects you. That's where the rejection comes in. How you react to it. You react to it because you're the star of this movie. You get to sit and watch a futuristic movie and you actually believe, or your mind makes you believe that it is actually true. But you can't see that because nobody wants you to see the game the way you're supposed to see it. You should not see rejection the way you see it, but yet you do see it that way. Let me ask this question. Question is, so the very fact that I care about the rejection is a sign I've already... Yes, okay. I simplify it. Do you reject cereal? I know y'all gonna laugh at me, but this is how simple it is. You don't reject cereal, do you? Because if you rejected yourself when it comes to cereal, when you go into the drawer, before you walk into that kitchen, you would say, holy shit, there are no spoons in the drawer. There are no bowls in the cabinet. Oh my God, there's no milk. Oh, and the cereal. What happens if the cereal, there's not enough cereal, what am I gonna do? And I'm not even fucking joking. I'm serious. You don't reject your remote control. Oh, my God. There's a remote control. Oh, my God. What is the remote control going to like me? What am I going to do? Oh, my God. Oh, if I grab the remote control, is it going to break on me? Oh, my God. What if I grab the remote control and the batteries don't like? Y'all think I'm playing? I'm dead serious. I'm not being trying to be funny. I'm dead serious. You reject you. And only one thing, women, because you worship them. You put them above you. That's why you reject you when it comes to women. Okay? It's not about forgiving yourself. Don't do that. It's not about forgiving yourself. Okay? All right? What I am saying to you guys out here is that you've got to understand that the dream that you are in right now is not reality. But yet you think it is reality. Because in that theater number one of Poor Me starring you, unfortunately you guys view rejection as a reflection of how big you're fantasizing and daydreaming and how high you're aiming. You don't work on yourself. You don't work on your mouthpiece. You don't work on your poetry. You don't work on your scribe. You don't work on your blacksmith. You don't work on your marketing team. You don't work on your motherfucking culinary school. You don't work on your drug lab. You don't work on your detective, your construction worker, your guide, your studio, your film room. And yet you expect somebody to fucking welcome you with open arms? You aim so high because you're living in this fantasy world thinking that you deserve everything for doing nothing at all, gentlemen. doing nothing at all, and you actually think you deserve. Gentlemen, let me tell you something. I work on my mind every day. I work on me all day, every day. And guess what? I don't deserve a woman. This is what I'm saying. I don't deserve a woman. But you feel like you deserve a woman. But why did I win and you lose? I say I don't deserve a woman. You say you deserve a woman. But I win, you lose. Why is that? Think about that for a second. See, because you feel that you deserve a woman, who the fuck is in your mind right now? See, I don't deserve a woman. I deserve me. Thus, when I'm in front of a woman, I don't give a fuck. But you deserve a woman. And because you deserve a woman, as soon as you see a woman, the process then begins of the fight, false fantasies, and all that other shit. You think you deserve. I don't deserve shit but me. All I deserve is me. I don't deserve anything else because I don't want anything else. Because you're right, TJ. I'm not making it about the woman. I make it about me. So let me ask you a question. If I make it about me, how can I reject me? But when you make it about the woman, you welcome in rejection. Because if you're not getting what you're making it about, then you're going to feel some kind of way. Thus, you think you see a woman, rejection comes. Y'all don't even know how deep the game we are giving you today. Nobody talks to you about what we're talking about today. Nobody. She doesn't deserve you. No, you got it wrong. The only thing you deserve, Carl T, is you, motherfucker. See, this is why y'all lose. She doesn't deserve you or anything like that. Anything. Because then you're making the game about women and the game is about you. 609, let me bring you in real quick. How can I help you, sir? What's up?
Hey, Steve. How you doing, man?
How can I help you, sir? What's up?
I just wanted to call in and say I agreed with you on the topic. And I wanted to thank you also for, like, you know, helping me out. And I remember I called in your show, like, months ago, and you was like, why you hate yourself after I told you the situation. And it forced me to look in the mirror to realize, damn, I do hate myself. I don't like the way my mindset is. I don't like the way I'm living. So it forced me to change myself and to really find out who I am and what I want to do and what I want to be. And whoever doesn't like it, I don't give a fuck. And once I really accepted who I was, that's when I really stopped giving a fuck about rejection, about anything, no matter what happens. I live like whatever happens is out of my control. So I just wanted to thank you for keeping it real.
And you know what, caller? See, when a woman can smell you don't give a fuck, that's when she's going to start giving a fuck. But see, she can smell fake give a fuck because these guys live in the I deserve the woman type thinking and shit. I should get the woman. I got to do this for women and all this other shit. But they and look how they reject themselves, making everything about fucking women and nothing about themselves, caller. Ain't that a fucked up thing?
It is, because it's to the point now that when a bitch rejects me, I'll be like, I feel sorry for her. That's her loss. I know the value I could bring to her life. If she don't want it, then... I feel sorry for you.
There you go. Yes, I'm clapping. Yes. Welcome to the Me Peel community. It's a beautiful thing, man, when you accept yourself and realize and stop rejecting yourself. Stop hating yourself. May you these guys define themselves over a fucking woman? Oh, what? Shit. fuck out of here.
Yeah, it's true. Like, I don't even remember most of the bitches that I even run into or that quote unquote reject me. I'd be like, what does that bitch even look like again? Because it's like, I don't have time to even think about her because I'm already on to the next one and the next one and the next one.
Yes. There you go. All right. Well, I'm going to throw you back in. And thank you, sirs. Welcome to the Me Pill community, sir. Stand up. Okay. You are an honorary member of the Me Pill community, man. Much love to you, brother. Okay. Stand up.
Thank you so much for keeping it real.
No. Fuck me. No. Fuck. Don't thank me. I thank you for trusting in yourself. This has nothing to do with me. I can't. Listen, I appreciate what you're saying, but this ain't about me. Because I wasn't there when you made your shift. You were there. You did it. But I appreciate the kind words, but no, thank you, and I welcome you to the Me Pill community, sir, okay?
Thank you so much, Steve. Have a good night, man.
All right. Hey, my night's always good, goddammit. I'm a man. Okay, brother. We'll tell you back in, brother. All right, brother. Thank you very much. All right, brother. We'll tell you back in. But as I was saying, guys, see, for you guys, when you reject yourself, rejection is hard because you attach your worthiness to whatever is happening to you. But see, because I know I don't deserve anybody but me, all I can do is work on me. All I can do is build me, evolve me, work on me, construct me, build me, and all I can do is present me, and that's all I can do. But because you feel that you deserve a woman, you are wide open. You automatically reject yourself, and you automatically assume that you're worthy of every woman in this motherfucking world. But the reason why I can get them is because they realize there's something about this motherfucker. Why does he think that he's God's gift to women? He talks like he has confidence in where is this coming from? And who is this guy? And why does he think he thinks what he thinks? And he's cool with whatever I say. I can't knock him down. I can't knock him down. Okay? That's what I'm saying to you men out here. See, here's the problem with most of you guys. You try to cheat your own goddamn self. And I know so many of you guys out there, you fuck with the bottom of the barrel bitches that give you pussy right away without you doing anything. And then what you do is you give your mind a false, fake world that you're actually doing shit and you ain't doing anything. Because, gentlemen, you have got to fucking fall in fucking love and lust. And you've got to stalk and you've got to want and face rejection. You've got to go into the storm. You've got to go into the burning building. But there's a reason why. Y'all don't even understand it. You run away from it. You run away from it, gentlemen. What I am saying to you guys out here is you run away from it. What I'm saying to you guys out here is that you should love rejection. You should love rejection. And you should welcome rejection with open arms. And you should welcome rejection. And I'm going to tell you why. It is very important to understand what I'm saying, gentlemen, because if you are not getting rejected and you are not getting fucking turned down and beat down and kicked down and fucking beat the fuck up, then you are not aiming high enough. Your expectations are too fucking low. You should aim and aim as high as you possibly can and get rejected. Be in the arena and get rejected. You have to view rejection as that reflection, gentlemen, of how high that you're aiming. And if you're aiming high, that's okay. Aim to the top of you, not the woman. Listen to what I'm saying, guys, and it's very important what I'm telling you. You aim for, in your world, because you feel that you deserve women, you're aiming at her fucking throne. God, she's so beautiful. Oh, my God, she's so gorgeous. Oh, my God, she's so this and she's so that. I'm just not worthy of somebody like this. Oh, my God. And if I walk up to, oh, great, mighty goddess, oh, she is going to reject me and my world is not ever going to be the same while you are bowing to a fucking woman. You see a woman, you don't aim high for the fucking woman. You aim high for yourself. Do y'all hear? Nobody's telling you this. What is aiming high for myself? I get to choose the players that want to play in this game. I get to choose what warrior I want to use. I get to choose the marketing strategy. I get to choose the culinary school. I get to choose the studio. I get to choose the culinary school. I get to choose the apartment. I choose me. And when I choose me, I don't lose because I'm reaching for the highest me possible. I ain't reaching for her. Because if I reach for her, she's in my mind, and I automatically lose. Do y'all see what I'm saying? You're saying is rejection, lack of preparing. You don't prepare yourself for anything. You don't work on yourselves. You don't work on your mouthpieces. You don't work on your crib. You don't build anything up for yourself because all you want to do is make about the woman. And I am telling you, the game will never be about them unless you make it about them. It is only about them when you make it about them. She doesn't deserve you. Stop saying that shit. She doesn't deserve you. When you say that statement, it shows your lack of weakness that you have for yourself because you're putting a woman into what you do. The only thing you fucking deserve, gentlemen, is you. You deserve to love you. You deserve to respect you. You deserve to evolve you. You deserve to get rejected for you. You deserve to go in the burning cave, the burning building, and all that other shit. Keyword you. Ain't shit to do with her. Stop making it about these fucking women boxing. She doesn't deserve anything. She's allowed to be what the fuck she wants to be. And whatever she is, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Because I don't reject me. I accept me. You reject you. That's why when it comes to women, like I said before, you don't reject yourself when it comes to cereal. You don't reject yourself when it comes to brushing your teeth, turning on a TV, opening a door, or turning on your car. You don't reject yourself in those things because you do it like that and not even give a fuck. But when you reject yourself when it comes to a woman, all y'all fucking do is make it, she deserves me. She doesn't deserve a goddamn thing. Because she ain't good enough to deserve me because she hasn't even proven she's worth my fucking attention, my time, my respect, and my dick. So what the fuck are you talking about, boxing? She deserves me. She doesn't deserve me. Because I don't give a fuck what she think. I deserve me. I deserve me. That's all I know. I don't, anything else doesn't fucking matter to me. But this is why they are attracted to me, because I don't operate on the level of you average thinking motherfuckers. I'm beyond what you think. You don't stand the risk. I am beyond shit. And because my thinking is beyond average, I don't play by the rules of average thinking that she's special. Oh, my God, she's so beautiful. Wait, excuse me. Oh, my God, look at her. Oh, my God, there she is. Hey, 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 Mike, wait, here you go. Hey, Mike. Yeah, wait. Hey, what's up, Ron? Oh, my God. You know, oh, my God. She, wow. Oh, my God. Okay. All right. Let me get it right. Okay. I mean, you got to see her. Oh, my God. I mean, she's just like so fucking sexy. I mean, her body. I mean, oh, my God, she's got curves and everything. Yeah, man, you're right. Oh, my God. But you know her hypergamous nature, or, I mean, you know how the modern woman is. Yeah, you're right. I mean, I was watching a YouTube the other day, and they were talking about her hypergamous nature and the nature of women and how they do. Oh, my God, I just... What if she says no to me? I don't know if it's a, should I ask her? No. You don't ask her because they don't like guys like us. Why don't we go overseas and date a woman? This is y'all's fucking problem. This is what is wrong with you guys today. Because you don't see the game the way you should see it. Your mind ain't on the right track. No, it's not. I'll tell you that right now. Your mind is not right on the right track. Gentlemen, as I say to y'all guys, listen to me, lines over, y'all call in. We're here for another hour. But you're not, because you reject yourself, your feedback is based on the world of I do. My feedback is always on the I am. Why do you guys think when I tell you when I get them, I'm harder on myself? Do you see why now? Do you see why I'm fucking hard on myself when I get them? Fuck them rejecting me. God damn, when I get them, I'm on my, man, I am unhappy when I get them. We got to have a meeting tomorrow morning. We got to get to the boardroom. Scribe, fucking culinary school, motherfucking warrior, you bring your fucking asses and sit there, and we going to figure out why the fuck did I get her. And y'all don't even understand what the fuck I'm talking about. Y'all don't even understand what the fuck I'm talking about. Because my fucking desire to perfect me will always be my greatest Achilles heel. And I love that because I'm never fucking satisfied by getting them. Because I will always feel that I could have done better. But them saying no to me and them saying they're not interested, that's none of my business. I can't... What business of it is mine, of what they say? How is that my business? How is what she's doing? Why is that happen? How can that be an I am when she's allowed to say no to me? That's none of my business what she does. My business is when she's down. That's where I got a fucking problem. We got problems. I'm serious. We got problems. And y'all don't understand that shit. We got serious problems. Because if she's down and I get her, man, what the fuck went wrong? She's sending me new pictures she wants to see me, or she starts flirting with me. You think I'm going to have a Tinker Tape Parade party? Fuck no. Because here lies the question. If she starts flirting and talking sex with me on the third day, the second day, the first day, let's say the first day, you know, we start talking and she's all in me, and she starts bringing up sex the first day. Let's say I meet her at 12 o'clock and by 8 or 9 o'clock she starts flirting and shit like that. Why the fuck didn't she do it at 7 o'clock, Steve? Why the fuck she didn't do it at 6? What the fuck did we go wrong? Where did we go wrong? I'm not satisfied with that shit. Because the moment I'm satisfied is the moment I become complacent. That's the moment I become complacent. And I'm not a complacent motherfucker because I push myself. And that's what I keep telling you. The feedback, I need the pressure. I need it to keep forcing me up that fucking mountain. Because just like the diamond, like the dick that you withhold from the fucking marketplace, just like the diamond, gentlemen, all this comes from the changes and the shifts that I make. And I keep this feedback loop going. Did you hear what I say? Changes and shifts in me. Didn't say shit about her. Changes and see, when you don't reject yourself, this is when it becomes fun, because I get to create a new me every fucking day. Why, you're the same you. Remember, we're in the ninth month and the third day, and you motherfuckers are still the same motherfuckers. I don't know how that works, but anyway. But it allows me to get a new perspective on me, not her. I get to change the lens on me, not her. That's what I keep trying to tell you guys, man. See, the problem with you guys when it comes to rejection, I want y'all to listen to me. Lines are open if y'all want to call in. I want y'all to listen to me. Listen to me. This is important, you see. Because you want women and reject yourself, you want women so bad that you're willing to do whatever the fuck you got to do outside of yourself, your I do, to get that goddamn woman. But you know what? When you don't reject yourself and you fucking start accepting your fucking self, you are willing to go through what you need to go through to get you. Think about what I said. Rejection doesn't fucking suck. It sucks when you set a fake, false expectation, knowing what do you have? Why should she want to be with you? Why you? You don't work on yourselves. All right, let's pull it up. Let me pull up my thing so we can just, let's go down the line. Let me see if I can pull that shit up. Where is it? Here we go. Let's move that here. Let's look at yourself. Come on. Let's keep it a buck. Let's keep it 100. You guys out there, you don't work on yourselves. Come on, let's be honest. You don't work on yourselves. You don't believe in yourselves. You do nothing to grow and evolve yourself. Let's be honest. Come on, I'm just keeping it a buck. I'm just saying what you guys do. You're blinded as fuck. You don't see the big picture in anything. You have no direction in what you want to do, and your direction is based off the woman. You can't even communicate yourself to a woman the way you want. You're too busy focusing on the end game or the results. You don't get fucking things done. You're lazy as fuck. You waste time. Thus, you know, the ninth month of the third day of the year that is wasted time, 9 months wasted time. You follow ignorant ass motherfuckers that blame women for everything. So you're already shifting blame on women, of course. You don't take any risk or anything like that. You can't even lead yourself by your own examples because you don't even trust yourself to even have a fucking example of yourself. Thus, for that, you can't empower yourself. You can't empower a woman. You have no sense of your community inside your mind to set clear, concise expectations of what the fuck you should do. You don't learn from any mistakes because you're always walking on tippy toes and beating around the fucking bush. But yet you think a woman should just walk up to you, open her legs, and let you inside of her. Boy, what movie are you watching in your weak-ass mind? Think about what I'm saying. And this is no knock on you guys. I'm keeping it a buck. Come on, think about that. What matters to you is how you think about yourself. And if you don't think about yourself, you don't matter to you. And if everything you're doing is for a woman, that shows what matters. And if women matter more than you, then you see why you lose. This is why I'm trying to show you guys game. Because nobody out there is showing you game. You guys always want to find the path to the least resistance. What's not going to hurt you and all this other shit. Tippy-toeing, walking on eggshells, and scraping the bottom of the fucking barrel think y'all doing shit. And you're doing nothing. And you're doing nothing. Because you're rejecting, you are rejecting the best thing about you. I am the only guy on YouTube that has showed you that you made it to the egg. There was something inside of you that made you the motherfucking man at that time because you made it to the egg. And that's not making me trying to make you fucking feel good, but y'all guys out there can't even believe that you even made it to the fucking egg. But as I said before, y'all are not even building yourselves. You're not even creating and position. Everything I'm showing you right here, women are not used to. They have never met a man to put wine above his bed. They've never met a man to have a lost and found box in his house. They've never met a man that had the cool-ass nude paintings on his wall in his kitchen and to show her the different colors. They aren't used to that. That goes beyond their thinking. But see, this is why we separate ourselves from everybody. Because this shit is not for the woman. This shit is for me. This shit is to show her why me. Not to beg to get me or me to get you and all that other stuff. Because I don't reject myself. I don't desire anything but myself. I don't desire women the way you do because they're not special in my life to desire because they've done nothing to be desired. What the fuck has she done? Somebody please tell me what a woman's done that you don't know where you desire so much that you're fucking afraid to talk to her. Please explain that to me. I'm not being a dick. Help me understand. What has she done? What has she done? And this is the thing. A lot of y'all guys don't understand this. Keep telling y'all, the prettier she is, the more insecure she is. But if your insecurity matches her insecurity, you automatically lose. She ain't going to fuck with nobody that's not secure. Right, think about this. If she needs to find security in herself through a man, and you're insecure, so why would she find anything special in you but friendship when you can't even make her feel good or make her feel good about herself being with you? I keep talking Purple Rain. I go back to Purple Rain because they know I always, and that was my awakening moment of the shit I talk about. How secure did Apollonia feel when she took her first paycheck to buy that guitar? And she went into fucking Prince's bedroom, dropped that fucking gift in front of him, and as he was slowly opening that bitch up, she was so excited, she ripped the fucking ribbon off and shit. She ripped the ribbon off and all that shit because she was so excited to give to him. But y'all don't see that. Because you don't understand what it means to accept yourself. That's what I'm saying to you guys out there. I'm saying to you guys out here is that this is why we see rejection different from you guys out here. You know, I tell you all the time, I cannot tell you. Man, she thinks she's God's gift to the world. You see what I'm saying? Thinks she's God's gift to the world. And here I am. She's got money and all that shit. And I didn't have money. My clothes wasn't nice. Fucking, I told you, no sob story. I take buses and shit because I had to save gas in my car. And I got her, but I didn't get it right away. Even in Germany, when I was in Baumholder, same thing. This fucking bad chick, she's bad as fuck, right? Like a Kelly LeBrock. I mean, she was bad because of what she did afterwards. But I don't mean bad when I first met her. She proved that she was bad by how she was taking care of me and doing things for me. But what happened so many times, you know, when everybody looks at the woman that's dancing wild, they think, wow, all the guys are looking at her, I can't get her. Or they see her around, a bunch of guys is hovering around her, and like, God, I can't get her, and all this other stuff. And I simply just went over there. I got rejected, and you know what's funny? People laughed at me. The guys that probably said, I didn't laugh at it. I'm like, cool. I said, you know, it's cool. She rejected me, turned me down. It was the best fucking thing ever. But there were two things going my way that night. And it's always been that night. Because I keep telling you all the time that y'all don't understand. I don't care if it's a wedding, a bar mitzvah, a funeral, a party, a picnic, whatever the fuck it is. Every woman is sizing up every motherfucking guy that comes through that goddamn door. That's plus one on my part. While you guys are to go to the wall, creepy guy, get some liquor, liquid courage, or you're nervous and go pee or some shit. I was talking to women, but that wasn't enough for her. And this is the thing y'all have to understand. I'm explaining why she did it, and it was no excuse. I would take the hit, and I'm not going to change this up. She turned me down. She didn't reject me. See, she said she wasn't interested, but was that actually a rejection? See, to the average guy that doesn't reject himself, he said, yes, she rejected you. No, she was allowed to turn me down. But see, there are layers to things that y'all don't understand why women do what they do. Gentlemen, the one thing that my mentor always told me to do is when you're talking to a woman, try to do everything you can like they do in nature to separate her from the herd. Because if you can't separate her from the herd, she has got to, depending on her situation, she's got to do what she can to maintain whatever she's in, the pack that she's in. Prime example. The woman that, which y'all would call rejected me, she was not, said she wasn't interested in me because I couldn't get her away from the hurt. I couldn't do it because there were just too many eyes and ears. And, all right, let me explain something, y'all, that y'all understand. All right. When you guys go out and you see a woman that's in a group, you don't know her situation. Sometimes that woman in that group can be married, seeing somebody, engaged, or whatever she's going on, or has a sugar daddy in that pack, okay? You don't know. And even though they might be interested in you, they cannot show any kind of interest because of not her, the pack. Because maybe in that pack, it might be the sister-in-law. Maybe it'd be her boyfriend's best friend that's a girl that's watching her. See, you guys, because you reject yourself, you don't even see the game that's being played. Because every woman that says no to you doesn't necessarily mean no, but you've got to understand why they say no. Because even the woman that quote-unquote rejected me, that I did fuck later on, I couldn't get her at that point because there were too many eyes around. Listen to what I'm saying. Too many eyes around. See, guys, y'all don't understand what's happening in this thing. A lot of women, all right, you know one of the biggest rules of the game is keeping business off the street. You got to keep business off the street. It's one of the greatest rules of the game. But you have to understand women to understand what's happening. If she cannot trust you because of how you're acting, even if she wants to fuck you, she ain't gonna do it. Even if she wants to sleep with you, she ain't gonna do it. If she recognizes that you are worried about rejection, you ain't standing on shit, I'm telling you, they recognize it. They're not, even if they want to fuck with you, they ain't going to fuck with you. Let me tell you why. Y'all guys don't understand women. There are women out here, and it's no knock. I believe, hey, because there are guys out there who get paid as well. There are women out here that have sugar daddies. There are women out here that have guys giving them shit. And what they do for those guys is just allow those guys in their circle. I mean, there's so many layers to this shit. I'm just going to break this. How much time do I have? Okay, I got 45 minutes. So let me try to break this down because it's there's so many layers to this. Okay. If you meet a woman that has a sugar daddy that she's not fucking, all he's doing is paying for time. That means he's paying her, and she will allow him, when she goes to clubs and bars and parties, she will invite him along to make him feel welcome or that they're bonding or some shit. So if that woman has him around and you start talking to her and you can't separate from the thing, or she can't get away because he's helicoptering her and hovering around her, then guess what happens? She ain't gonna do shit. She's not. Because she's not going to. A woman is not going to fuck up what she has for a motherfucker she doesn't know. I'm sorry, guys. They're just not going to. I'll tell you. They're just not going to do it. They're not going to do it. Because what you guys don't understand is when these women go in packs, okay? I keep telling y'all, there's wait, let's go to, oh, wait, let me see if we can go real quick. Let's go to the board real quick. Let me see if we can go to the board. Is it going to work? Let me see. I don't think it's going to work. It's going to work today. All right, let's go to the board. Let's go to the board real quick. Hold on. Come on. All right, come on. We're going to go to the board. All right, let's go to the board. I know it's kind of messy. All right, let's go to the board. All right, guys, we're about to go to the board. Do I have the black marker? Got the black marker. All right, we'll go to the board. Are you zooming in? Get in there. Zoom in, girl. Zoom in, right? No? Come on, zoom. There we go. All right. All right, let's go to the board. Now, let's look at the pack. Pack is led by the alpha female. Next in line is the lieutenant. All right, that sexy woman, the cute, well, I'll say the cutest woman's here. Okay, I'm sorry. Can y'all see that shit? I'll put it underneath. That's lieutenant, and this is the cute girl. We'll call that CG, and this is everybody else. All right, let me show you the rules. The alpha female is the one that leads the group. The alpha female is usually the ugliest bitch. She's the biggest bitch. She's the one that sounds like, you know, hey, give me some fucking fries and shit. I'm hungry. You know, that kind of shit. The alpha female, and the next in line is what we call the lieutenant. The lieutenant is the one that sets the alpha female and positions her in the club, and I'll show you one second. Then you have everybody else, and then you have the pretty girls at the back because they have the least insecurity. They're the least ones, okay? The lieutenant is learning from the alpha female so she can create her own pack and be alpha her pack. So she's learning from the alpha female. But her job is to set the alpha female up in the club where she can be seen the most. So what happens is, let me show y'all guys. Hold on. All right, so EJ, dance floor. Let's see, and let's see. All right. So guys, if y'all guys look at a club, let me make sure. Let me say, oh, I don't have the. Hold on, see if the voice is okay. All right, check. Okay, so if y'all guys look at the club, at the club. All right, let me explain what the lieutenant's job is. The lieutenant's job is to place the alpha female and the most recognized. So what the lieutenant does is the lieutenant goes around and finds places to position the alpha female. Maybe it's at the bar, the dance floor, next to the DJ, or the VIP area, okay? Her job is to make the alpha female look the best. So once the alpha, that's why they always move in packs, guys. That's why you always remember, when one gets up, the pack leaves, because they're always positioning for the alpha female. They're not positioning for themselves. So the lieutenant's job is to move the alpha female to be seen by the ballers, the shot callers, and stuff like that, not the regular guys. So y'all got to understand how the game works, okay? Now, to understand that, so let me bring this back to y'all. All right. Let me bring that back. So let me explain to y'all guys, okay? So what y'all got to understand in the game, let me get back over here. Hold on a second. Give me something. Let me get this zoom. Get this shit back over to me. Zoom into me. Wait, come over this way a little bit, girl. Thank you. Wait, over there. Right there. There we go. Right there, girl. Perfect. So what I say to y'all guys out here that y'all understand is that here's the thing. The thing about women is that when they are in packs, it is a gossipy, drama-filled circle that you have to be careful of what you say and what you do, because just like you guys, these women worry about judgment and ridicule, okay? They worry about being judged and ridiculed by other women, or being called a slut and a whore, or being talked about. Women are very catty towards other women. So what you got to understand is that a woman is not going to do any kind of dirt on the front end. Women don't do dirt on the front end. Everything they do is truly behind closed doors because, as I told you guys before, these women have a lot of things to lose. So every time you talk to a woman and she's turning you down, it's not that she's turning you down because she doesn't like you. It's just that she can't figure out a way to get away to get at you because there are prying eyes. That's why these guys, like the cock blockers and all that other stuff. But even the woman that, quote unquote, rejected me in your eyes only did that because she knew there were ears and eyes in the group that she was in. I couldn't get her out of the pack. I tried to, I asked, can I speak to you for a second privately? She wouldn't move because if she did go with me, then when she came back, there are the questions, the rumors, and all this stuff. And women will avoid all of that shit because they don't want to, if they're going to be talked about, they want to be talked about in a good way. They don't want to be in the midst of drama and all that stuff. And that's what y'all guys don't understand. Y'all automatically assume because she's saying no, it's not that she's saying no, it's that she can't get away. But how she got away was because I pissed her off. And I didn't mean I pissed her off as being mean to her. She got pissed off because of what I did. Gentlemen, y'all have to understand how the fuck I move. Y'all have to understand how I move, okay? I keep telling you guys, all right? I always, in a non-sexual way, hunt the guys down in the groups. And that's not, I don't mean anything sexual. Let me explain what I say so y'all can understand what I'm saying right here. There were guys in our group. I knew I just couldn't go in there. So just like her inviting me in here, I positioned myself to be getting to be invited in the group. I want y'all to understand how these pieces are moving right now. I could not get to her just going in there. Too many cock blockers and too many guys. It was like a fucking, like a bunch of fucking people there. Didn't have a chance to go in straight in because there were too many. It was like losers and cock blockers. They just stand around her and they just don't want anybody because a guy goes right in. Oh, no, buddy. She's got a boyfriend, man. You can't talk to her. You know, she's married, man. All this other stuff. Right. So all these cock blocks happen. Okay. So this was the move I had to make and figure out. First rule, I had to get into the pack by getting invited in. Once I got invited in to try to separate from the pack, but by separating from the pack, I had to put my bid in at that time. The next thing I needed to do is use the pack to force her out of the group to come find me. And her, like say, as y'all were saying, her going to the bathroom is how this happens. But I want y'all to look at all the components of how I did this. Yes, she did say no, she wasn't interested in me. But yes, I did end up fucking her. So I will explain this to you by how I trusted me, believed in me, and figured out how to position myself to win, even in what you guys call a loss, okay? So let me explain. So I knew I could not go into the pack because if you go right in, you ain't going to get in. You just won't get through the doors because there was just too many things going around because in the circle, they had pockets of people. It was just like this big area, and everybody was in the area, and she was nestled deep in the area. So if anybody came in, there were layers of guys that would just block. I mean, not just her, but every guy that tried to talk to a woman, they would all get blocked, okay? They would all get blocked. So I had to figure out, so I had to realize that first step was, how do I get invited into the circle? Now, I think I paid for a beer that was like $7, but I flipped that money. Don't worry. I invested $7 for a beer. And let me see. If you make a few thousand off of a $7, it's not a bad investment. So So I only invested $7 for all this stuff to go down, but I did make my money back. So I knew eventually one of them alcoholic type motherfuckers in there that's just drowning shots and all that shit down are eventually going to go right where? To the fucking bar. I knew they were going to go to the bar. And that's where the first move had to be made. The first move that had to be made was go ahead and number one, get trust. And number two, pass my virus of me being a whore to the guy. So when the guy left the group and went to the bar, I beelined towards that guy. Because number one, I said, I needed to get in and I needed someone to push my virus to force her to find me. I want y'all to see the moves here. He gets to the bar. I get to the bar. Yo, what's up? And I get right now, I'm getting all next to him. I'm like a stool beside. He was sitting there, was a stool and I was there, but it was loud enough we could hear me. So I got there, oh man, dog, this motherfucking club is hidden. Hey man, what's up? Hey man, what's good, dog? What's up, my name's Steve? What's up, man? Hey man, dog, man. Man, there's so much ass out here, man. These girls are wild and crazy. Hey brother, beat this out. See that one over there, man? Yeah, that one over there went and talked to you, man. She down. And I was talking to that one over there, and I was talking to that one over there. Oh, shit, man, what's your name? What's your name? Scott. Hey, what you going, Scott? Hey, that's cool, man. Hey, bartender. Scott, what you drinking, big dog? Oh, you drinking a beer? Okay, hey, Scott, give my boy a beer. You all right? You cool, man. Hey, give my dog a beer. Hey, Scott, I got to go, man. I'm about to go holler at a new motherfucking woman over there, and I'll holler at you. You know what he said? I said, look, Scott, if I see you around, I'm going to stop by and say hello. Now, mind you, he's got a free beer. He thinks I'm cool. He's like, sure, man. Hey, man. See you again, dude. You know, come on in. Whatever the fuck he's saying. Step one, check. I just won that battle. I, number one, gave him the virus of me being a whore. And number two, I just got into the motherfucking pack. I'm already in. He goes back to the crowd. I from the bar, all right, y'all, wait, I'm from the bar, let me show y'all. From the bar, I go all the way, okay, so if, hold on, let me draw a circle where they at. They're there, so I give it enough time to marinate it. So remember, they're here. He goes to the bar. I meet him at the bar. I go ahead and give him the virus of me being a whore, buy him a beer, $7 investment. I then told him I'd holler at him later. I then went all the way around, took my time. When I got to the circle, yo, Scott, hey, what's up, Scott? Hey, Steve, come on over. I'm in. I got the invite. Come on, Steve. Hey, I want y'all to meet my friend Steve. He cool. And when one welcomes you, everybody welcomes you because they trust the one that says, come on in. Listen to what I'm saying. Okay? Listen to what I'm saying. Once he realized I was cool, and I saw him, I spoke to him, he welcomed me into the group. I didn't force my way in. He told me to come over and come on over here. Guys, I want you to meet my friend. Hey, come over here. I want to introduce you to people. Now, let me show you. Let me give y'all some marks. Yeah. I don't know if y'all can see it, but let me show y'all real quick. Hold on, let me show y'all real quick. Let me give y'all a lay of the players real quick. Hold on, 2 seconds. I think we can't do it. Fuck it. All right, so I put some stars there, but I don't know if y'all can't see it. Okay. So in the group, there were sugar daddies in the group. There were guys. There were hovering boyfriends, husbands. There was a little bit of everything in that group. This is a big group of fucking people. It's a huge group of people. But I was already in. Now, the next thing I needed to do was to not only try to get her out of the pack, which I failed. I failed. But I had to stir up a reason for her to leave the pack and find me. I had to stir up a reason for her to leave the pack and find me because she wasn't going to go. She couldn't. There were too many eyes. Too many eyes. But when I left, it was at that point of what happened that triggered her to leave the pack in search of me because she had to give me a piece of her mind. Now, follow me on this. Watch how I'm doing all this. So once I was in, I started saying hi to everybody, and then I went and started talking to her. Went put my bid in. But first I asked, can I have a moment with you? She said, oh, no, I can't. I can't. No, no, no. And we started talking a bit. She's like, no, no, I'm not interested. I'm seeing somebody. You know, because the eyes are looking at her. You know what I did? I said, okay, cool. It's, hey, it's nice meeting you. Hey, y'all have a good night. Now, when I started talking to her, the guy, let's go A, B. The guy I talked to at the bar was A. His boy, B, was into the woman that I was talking to. B got mad at A for bringing a stranger into the group. A was B's boy. So A had to clean up the mess. Now, remember, this is all planned. This is how it's supposed to work. See, when you get into the circle, you talk to a girl, there's a few motherfuckers in there that are trying to get that woman. And what they will do is they will not get mad at you. They'll get mad at the guy that brought you in. And then the guy that comes in has to clean up the mess by pushing out the virus. So think about it. I talked to the girl, B. Well, there was a B, a C, and a D, but we'll talk more about the B because there were other people that liked her in that pal that I found out later in bed with her. That's a whole different story. B liked her. B was boys with A. A was the one that invited me in. After I talked to her, she turned me down. I rolled the fuck out. Cool. B was not mad at her. He was mad at the A guy. He was mad at Scott or whatever the dude's name is for what? Let me in. So the B guy started arguing with his boy, the A guy. The A guy had to clean up the mess because they boys. He's like, that's, you know, they boys. I'm not his boy. B is his boy. But B or C or whatever number it was wanted that woman and got offended and jealous for bringing somebody into the pack or their circle that's a tight-knit group. Like, think about, like, Beverly Hills 90210, How I Met Your Mother, Living Single. It's like they all are just one tight-knit group, and nobody gets into the group. Well, why did you let that motherfucker in the group to talk to what he thought was his girl? Why would you do that, dude? Well, he said, I didn't know he was going to do that, man. He said, don't worry about it, buddy. I got you covered. I'm going to clean this up. Then A, as positioned, went over to the girl, to the woman, excuse me, and then threw salt at me. Listen, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bring that guy in here. I think she told me, he said, I didn't mean to. And, you know, I had no idea he was going to talk to you, but don't worry. He's a douchebag. I think he called me a douchebag or something. He said, look, I know my friend B likes you and all this other stuff, and I'm not trying to cause any drama in the group, right? But let me tell you, this guy is a fucking player or a walking whore. I mean, yeah, he was cool enough to give me the beer, but ready, guys? Ready? Listen. When I met him at the bar, the first thing he was talking about is all the other women he was talking to. Now, remember, I'm gone. He's defending his boy by selling me. Now, remember, then guys, listen. He didn't really sell me, but he put me rent-free in her mind. He didn't sell me, but he allowed me to become rent-free in her mind because she took offense to it. That's what I needed. I needed all these parts to come together. She took offense to it. Now, she knew B was upset. So in her mind, she wanted to make things right because she didn't want to give B the idea. I think it was like giving her money anyway, that she was interested in me. And she, because of what A told her, ready guys, had to give me a piece of her mind. She had to give me a piece of her mind because she wanted B, her bank, to not feel threatened. So she was like, you know what? I got this. You know, I don't like him. I'm not interested in him. And I'm going to prove it to you that I'm not interested in him. I'll be right back. I just got her out of the house. Everything lined up. She went to go look for me. I made sure that, okay, she's here. I made sure I was so catty-cornered away from the group, they couldn't see what the fuck is going to happen. They didn't see what was going on. Because now, again, it doesn't work all the time, but it works damn near most of the time, not all the time. She went to look for me to give me a piece of her mind to make B, her bank account, feel better because her bank account was mad at A for bringing me in. So she pulls me aside and says, I don't appreciate what you said. You know, my friend is upset and all this other stuff. And guess what? That then, I had her exactly where the fuck I wanted her. Listen, this is not the right time and place to talk about that. Look, here's my number. Call me and we'll discuss this later. And I'll figure out a way to make it up to you. No, you ain't making it. I can't really hear. Listen, I know he's around. Watch this, guys. I know he might be watching. And, you know, listen, the DJ booth was kind of here. The DJ booth was catacorded. Why was I close to the DJ booth? Because I was using the DJ booth to set everything up. The closer you get to the music, the harder it is to hear. So because it was hard to hear, because she was closer to me by the DJ booth, I got in her ear a little bit, but not all the way in her ear. And I said, listen, it's too loud right now. And plus, I don't want to be all up under you knowing that your boy is probably watching us right now. So why don't you go ahead and take my number and call me and we'll talk about it later. And I know you have something on your mind, so let's talk about it, okay? Whatever. And she woes back. She takes the number and goes back to the pod. Tells B that everything is okay. She gave me a piece of her mind. And I won't be bothering her again, which is true. But what you guys don't see is that while she was there, my hunting area shifted from this corner to this area. Let me see if I can circle. Let me see. I have a marker. Oh, wait, here you go. Let me show you what area I occupy. Hold on. Yeah. All right, guys. So hope y'all can see with the circles and everything. These are the three areas I occupy. I made sure when I was on the dance floor with a few women, I would keep them in this area because she was watching what I was doing, okay? I wanted to make sure that now she's back in a group. I'm Shun. B feels good. A feels good. Everything's back to normal. But when she started recognizing that I was doing my hunting in these areas where she can see. Because I was building up the conversation that we were going to have. So she noticed me dancing, kissing on women here, up on some women over here, and talking to women here. I kept it in this area right here. I didn't go out in this area right here. Because I was positioning myself to build up for what the phone call was going to be about, because what she was doing was she was watching me. I kind of knew she was watching, but I didn't know because I am no future teller. But what I'm telling you is what we discussed in the bed. So that's why I'm kind of giving you the play-by-play of what happened. But I did not know that because I can't go into the future. But I kind of knew she was watching, but I kept it in this area. So when she called me, all right, so she calls me and she says, yeah, who is this? Well, you might not know who this is. This might be the girl you were on the dance floor kissing on. This might be the girl. I mean, just telling me everything I was doing. And you know what? I was like, hey, what's going on? What's up with you? How you doing? No, you know, I don't understand. Look, listen, you know, you really upset my friend. You know, that's how she was telling me. You really upset my friend. And, you know, I really care about him. And, you know, I don't appreciate you doing all this stuff. And all of a sudden, I'm like, you know what? Well, look, let me make it up to you. Look, got an idea. Let me make it up to you. Why don't we do this? Listen, because I started talking to her, you know, through the conversation. I was doing a little bit of flirt to fuck, a little bit of a master the bedroom conversation class one. So I simmered her down. Now, remember, I wasn't hitting on her. I had to simmer her down because her position was two position. She was pissed, jealous, and really defensive. So it was a combination of things. Pissed that I was fucking with her money, defensive and more reserved, because she didn't know where I was coming from. Because if I'm trying to talk to her, then why am I talking to all these other girls? And why did my friend tell me about all the women you were talking to, thinking I'm just some kind of a slut and a whore? Now, follow, remember, judgment. She started placing judgments. I never called you a whore. I never said you were a whore or anything like that. I never said you were anything. But don't I have the right to talk to whoever I want to? I mean, you're talking to someone right now. I'm not mad at that. So why would you be upset? You don't even know me to do that. So I had to slowly but surely, huff and puff, her first house made of sticks, then hay, then I hit that protective layer, guys. Now remember, she's still rejecting me. So it was until I got to the third house, the one made of bricks, that I locked everything. I went through the hay, I went through the sticks, I got to the bricks, and what happened was I did not try to break into the bricks. She decided to unlock the door for me because, again, she herself was her own prisoner and her own warden. It was just I had to govern my move to show her why me. I had to show her why me because she had a lot to lose. I mean, she was with someone that was really fucking balling. That motherfucker had cake. He was cake the fuck up. She had her own, he paid for her own place, her car, money. I mean, she was really caked the fuck up by this guy. This guy was like really into her, just giving her money. So she wasn't going to fuck that up, guys, by no means. Nor a motherfucker that didn't have any cake. I wasn't going to give her any cake. I couldn't give her anything, but I could give her me. That's all I could offer, but that was about it. And that's all I did offer her was me. But through all these moves, she started to see things and began to talk to me because she felt cool and safe around me. Because I didn't make it about sex, but she will always bring up one of these things. Why? Because I was already have written in her head. See, I already won, but I just didn't win at that moment because I already occupied space in her mind. And because I occupied space in her mind, she would bring up other women. I never talked about the guy. Never talked about Scott and his boy. Never even talked about the club. I let that shit go. But she kept bringing it up. She kept talking about it. So basically he was tricking off on her. Yeah, Travis, that's what he was doing. But a lot of guys do that. A lot of beautiful women have guys that just give them money for the sheer of just a woman saying hello. That's what I always told you guys. If you get a chance, there was a documentary that came out, I think 2011. And write this down, guys. Write this down. It was called Sex, Lies, and Rinsing Guys. This has been going on for a long time. Even back then, this is going on way back. Guys would see guys that have money see women more as trophies. It's not about the sex. It's about them want. It's about the beautiful woman wanting him, which makes him feel that he's in power, but he's already the trick that she's running game on him. See, guys who have money like this could never get women in high school, right, or college or junior high, because they were like nerdy motherfuckers, right? They were nerdy and stuff, right? So these nerdy guys got rich, but they still were bad with women. But they became powerful through their money. And through their money, what happened was they saw women as trophies because they couldn't get the pretty cheerleader, so to speak, in high school or college. So because of their money, it wasn't even about the sex. It was about the control. They thought she was just a trophy, like those boar heads, you know, like when you go hunting, you have the heads of the animals that you kill all around your fucking room. So these women to this guy was not something, and a lot of guys don't sleep with beautiful women. They just like having they think they have a power over the woman because, here we go, I'm paying your rent, I'm paying your car note, I'm giving you food and all this other stuff, so you got to listen to me. But what he doesn't understand is she's actually in control. He thinks he's getting in control, but she's actually running the show. But what she's doing is she can't fuck up her money. And that's what I keep telling y'all guys. You can't get mad at a woman that's running game. You got to appreciate that shit. Game, recognize game, right? So she wasn't fucking. And again, like I say, y'all got to watch Sex, Lies, and Rinsing Guys. Y'all got to watch it and understand. Because even back then on that show, I think the show came in like 2011, and Freelance, one of you guys, Jeremy, look up when Sex, Lies, and Rinsing Guys came out. Jeremy, what year did that come out? Because if you see that show is about women that just ask for shit and guys get it. I'm telling y'all, y'all guys think people don't do that shit. But a lot of guys do it for control. It's not about sex. The sex to them is the control that they have over the woman, but they're not actually in control. The woman is actually in control. She's running game on the guy that thinks he's running game on the woman. So, yeah, it was about 10 years ago, 2012. So I keep trying to tell you, shit's been going on for a while. So she had to keep her money right, but they want to fucking. He just wanted power. Oh, what are you doing? What are you doing? Who are you talking to right now? Okay. All right, I just wanted to make sure, you know, he's just that kind of guy. So she didn't want to fuck that up, but she wanted to fuck on me. She wanted to fuck on me. And thus, that's why I keep telling. So basically, out of $7, his money became mine. Because whatever I wanted, he furnished. See, remember I keep telling you how I always tell you to furnish, you can have them furnish their crib to your specifications? You don't think I did that shit? Man, come on, man. Shit, come on. Man, I had that woman so fucked up that she would do anything for me. At Christmas, birthday, just buy me off of his dime and shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Russ, watch that documentary because it's amazing. Because a lot of guys think that rich guys have game. It's just rich guys were nerdy guys in high school and college. And they were so focused on their education or whatever they're focused on, they become really good at what they do when they started making money. But just because they made money doesn't mean they have game. even, okay, remember I was, real quick, remember I told you guys when I was a mail clerk, when I was doing the mailroom clerk, and I was the first time I met the vice president that told me to set up his crib. Remember, he had a side crib for bitches that he would fucking shit. Oh, man, we would talk all the time, I would help him out. Not only did I help his crib, but he gave me the idea to set up a crib like that with my boys. You remember that? But he knew I was a ladies' man. So he would call me up. I was downstairs in the mailroom. He'd call me up to the third floor. Well, not the third floor, because the mailroom was down. It was like probably, what, 9, 10 floors, 12 floors? So they had the top and shit. So I would go upstairs, or he'd meet me in a conference room, and he would just talk to me about his situation with women. You know, I've got this girl I really care about, or whatever. I mean, it's just sad. A lot of these guys have money, country clubs, money, stock options, bonds. He got all that shit, but they don't have any game. So he enlisted me to help him out with that shit. You see what I'm saying? But it's the same thing. So what I say to you guys out there is that when like Drake, I watched when Drake ran out of the stadium. Yeah, I watched that. Yeah, so yeah, like what Drake did, exactly, right. Right, the Drake, just because he has money doesn't mean he has game. He just has money, okay? But what I'm saying is to you guys out here is that you can't get mad or feel rejected when a woman says she's not interested in you. You can't get mad. You can't feel rejected or anything like that. There are times where someone rejects. All right, let me show you something. Had a client that he met this woman that was kind of caked up, right? He was caked up. All right, so let me just kind of give you all an example. All right, so let's say 1, 2, 3, 4. We'll cut a thing in a box. Let's say 1, 2, 3, 4, okay? He met her in box 4, but she was from box number 1, okay? Met her in box 4, which was a minimum mediocre type club. But y'all got to understand, rich people don't have clubs where there are no clubs in rich areas, guys. There are no clubs in wealthy areas. There are no clubs. So people have to leave the rich area to come down into the other areas because there are no clubs and shit out there. But he met somebody in that area, and he kind of got an idea where she, you know, staying there. We talked a little bit, but he knew that as they were talking and shit like that, he knew where, you know, she liked to shop. Because I don't know how the fuck they got him talking about shopping and shit. Things didn't work out, but you know what? That motherfucker started shopping at a Whole Foods. Now, guys, y'all know about rich motherfuckers. You can always find rich motherfuckers at Whole Foods stores because there's something about that organic shit that is a little bit more expensive. Hold on, let me bring in 915 real quick. 915, sir, can I help you? What's your question, sir?
Yo, what's up, man? How do I stop expecting success to feel a certain way?
What do you mean by that? I don't understand your question. What do you mean? What do you mean? Feel a certain way? What is the success in, sir?
Just getting what I want.
Okay, what is it that you want? Okay, you don't even know what you want. So you've already failed. You can't even tell what you want. What is it that you want? Okay, how old are you, man?
Just better.
How old are you? Okay. So you don't want any success. You're already lying right now. You don't want any success. You can't even tell me what you want success in. So how the fuck do you want something that you don't even know what you want, big guy?
Does it have to be specific?
Well, okay. If you want success, you should know what you want it in. What the fuck do you want to be successful in? I don't understand. How is it that you want something that you don't even know you want, brother? It doesn't make any sense. This is a fail for you, big guy. You're just like fantasizing over shit. What is it that you want? I'm not judging you. I'm not trying to be good, dog. I'm trying to get you to think. What do you want? What is success? What is it that you want that if you get it, you will deem yourself as successful? What is that?
Better money, better women, just better.
Okay, I knew women's gonna come along. So you define a woman as success?
No.
You just said, you said better women. You said it. I didn't say it. You just said better women. Did you not say that?
Yeah.
So why are you lying to me? No, listen, I don't know you and I'm not judging you. I'm trying to help you. But please don't lie to me. I hate fucking liars. So you said you want better women. So you deem success through women. So why? What is so special about a woman where you feel you're successful? Because you're never going to find success. You'll never find it. First off, I want to let you know you'll never find it, but I'm just trying to curious to see what makes a woman, why is a woman success to you? Why is a woman successful to you?
That's a good question. Yeah. I don't know how to answer that.
Well, you know, you're a grown-ass man. Okay, listen. Were you born, do you have both your parents, or were you raised by your mom?
Mostly raised by my mom.
Okay, it's all good. What I'm saying to you as a man, when a man makes a statement, a man must be able to defend said statement. And if you say you want success with women and you don't know why you want success with women, then you're worse off than what you're saying right now because you don't even know why you want what the fuck you want. Why does a woman define success to you? Why is that?
Just because they provide an opportunity to get rid of certain urges.
Okay, what urges is that? What urge can a woman give you that you can't provide for yourself? What urge can they give you other than a baby? What urge can they give you that you can't provide yourself?
Damn, I was just thinking just popping off fucking mecostasos on it.
No, I'm not joking. I'm just asking you a serious question. What can women give you? What is it that you want from a woman that can? What can she give you? Because whatever she's giving you, you're defining it as success. So what is she giving you that defines success, my brother?
Nothing.
And certified. Wait, hold on a second. Certified chat. Please, chat. There ain't no fucking highest quality counter. Please, dog, you got that shit wrong. Please don't say that shit again, dog. That's a fucking lie. There is no such thing as a high quality fucking woman. Please don't say that silly shit. So getting back to you. So what I'm saying to you, and 214, I got you next. What I'm saying to you is that all I'm trying to get you to do is think. And this is why you always get rejected, because you have rejected yourself by your statements that you're making. You've already rejected yourself. So your happiness is defined in something outside of you, a fucking woman. And that's why you crave women so much, because you got to keep feeding your theater number one by keep downing yourself with excuses, downing yourself with fear, downing yourself with anything you down yourself with to feed that beast. Do you not see that? Because your definition of success is a fucking woman.
Got you.
And what I'm saying to you, is that that's why you need to get around a man, because you're in the feminine right now. That's like a woman having a fairy tale of one her happily ever after with some fucking dude on a horse. You're doing the same thing women do. You're trying to create a happily ever after, thinking that just because the motherfucker rides a horse, that motherfucker won't get off the horse and beat her fucking ass. Not that we say we believe in guys beating women. That's not the point I'm trying to make. But if all your eyes are like a woman, if all your eyes is focused on a guy that can gallop on a fucking white horse and take his shirt off in a puddle, God, she's really in for it. What if he's an abusive guy? What if he's a guy that does harm and beats up women? Just because he rides a horse doesn't make him a good guy. Thus, just because you make it about a woman doesn't mean she's a good woman. Because like I had to nip this certified guy, Chad, I got you, Chad. But certified Chad was talking about, he brought up if you want a highest quality woman, there ain't no fucking thing as a highest quality woman unless she's around a real motherfucking man that deems her highest quality because she works for him to be higher quality. So you're getting it all wrong. You got your happily ever after because you're in your feminine, sir. And because you're in your feminine, you worry about rejection when you see what you think is the perfect woman. So instead of the woman seeing the guy on the shiny horse, you see a beautiful woman and you automatically assume because she knows how to put her fucking makeup on really well and wear some tight ass clothes that she's the perfect woman. And because she's the perfect woman in your eyes, you reject yourself because you begin to worry, well, what if I can't get her? Because your success and who you are is based off of things outside of you. And that's why you're losing, big dog. Because you should not define success through shit you do. Success is defined by what the fuck you are, brother. A bum can be successful. Did you know that?
Facts.
Why can a bum be successful?
Because he's at peace with himself.
You goddamn right. Just because you walk around and throw a quarter in his fucking bucket or basket or whatever the fuck it is, doesn't mean he ain't a successful person. If he chooses to live on the street and live his life the way he fucking wants to and he's proud of what he is and he doesn't give a fuck what y'all think, he is very successful. But I promise you that bum ain't defined by what you think about him. He doesn't give a fuck one way or another. If you give him a dollar or you drive by him, he going to keep holding that goddamn sign up, make as much money as he can to fucking whatever habit he's got or whatever's going on in his life. But that just because he's on the street doesn't make him an unsuccessful person. Does that make any sense?
Yes, sir.
So that's why you got to wake up, man, and change. You got to change your perception and your reality by stop judging yourself. Because what you don't understand you're doing and you don't understand, it's not that in 214 I got you last, you'll be next on 214. What I'm saying to you real quick is that your problem is that you're dreaming too low. You're not aiming high. Because you're making a woman special. You motherfucking women ain't, we're so special. They're not special until they're deemed special. But your problem is that you're slowing yourself down. Does that make any sense?
Yes.
See, and again, it's no knock on you. It's just how you're seeing the world. You're not seeing it as game because you're not looking at the woman through your eyes. You're looking at the woman through the eyes of what she does and how it's going to affect or impact you. And there's your problem. Thus, you have already worshipped the woman, put her on a pedestal. And she's rent free. She's renting rent in your head because you're making everything about the woman. Your success is based off of her saying yes or no. So she can kill your dreams or make your dreams by what she feels like doing. And she can crush your dreams whenever she wants to, which means she will always hold power over you. Does that make sense, sir?
Yes.
All right. So this is why I got to grab this other coffee. This is why you got to wake up, brother. Okay. But I mean, what was your question? I mean, you had a question. I guess I was, yeah. But did I able to answer your question though?
For sure, I might appreciate you. Big time.
All right, well, stand. All right, well, hey, welcome to the Meek Mill community, brother. Stand up, okay? I appreciate the call, okay? I appreciate the call, okay?
You take care.
All right, stand up, brother. Thank you very much. Appreciate you. 214, last call. How can I help you, sir? What's up?
Steve, the Dean, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on? How can I help you, sir? What's up?
Yes, sir. I want to keep things first off honest with you. I feel like I've been fucking up. That's why I'm calling in today, because I've been fucking up. Just to be honest with you, I'm 16. I know you're going to tell me to get my grades up before I call in. I'm 16, turning 17 this month. And I noticed that over the summer while I was calling in, listening to the show, I did a lot of self-reflection, a lot of time writing in my journal, doing my 30-minute, you know, at the end of the day and all that kind of stuff, improving myself. But I've been fucking up because I'm starting to give a shit about these people at my school and their morale. I kind of feel like it's been bringing me down. I feel like.
Well, let me ask you a question, man. What is the difference between the kids at your school and that squirrel that runs across your yard every morning?
I gotta sit in class with them all fucking day.
What's that?
That's
now?
The difference. I said I gotta sit in class.
Joseph, I'll talk to you in one second. Well, wait. What's the difference between a squirrel and your friends at school?
I said that I have to sit in class with them. That's the difference.
Okay.
I don't have to see it.
Wait. When you sit in class with them, what happens when you sit in class with them?
I just have to. I don't like hearing the immaturity. I'd rather put myself
No. You're in a grade where there are immature, brother. You know there are college boys that are immature. You know my son's in his first year of college, right? None of the guys are talking to the women, but okay, my son is running all kind of game. He's becoming very popular because when he's at lunch and he sees somebody sitting alone, he'll go sit with him and talk to him. And later on, they would appreciate that. He does that to girls and boys, young men and women. So he's running games. So there's a lot of immaturity. It's not just in high school, okay? So it's okay to be around it, man. You just don't have to become what you're around.
Mm. So instead, take the high road and encourage.
No. Don't take. There is no high road. It's your road, motherfucker. Fuck a high road.
Yeah.
Okay. Fuck them motherfuckers that take a high. Where the fuck is the high road at? Show me where the high road is located on the map. Because there ain't no fucking high road. So don't believe in that bullshit. Don't take no fucking high road. There ain't no such thing as a high road. Take your road.
Yeah.
Okay? Listen, school is a lot of judgment and a lot of adolescent and things are going on in your bodies. Everything's happening. So one thing I want you to do, this is what I want you to do. I want you when you, not Monday, because I guess y'all are off Monday. I want when you go to school, let me tell you what my sister, see, okay. I had my sister was popular, okay. And I was always known as her little brother. This was happening at Ridgeview Junior High School in Gaithersburg, Maryland. I went to Ridgeview. And then I moved to Germantown. I went to Martin Luther King in Germantown. So, because I had to make my own way for myself. So my mentor and my sister gave me a huge secret that my son is doing right now. And that is, I do not define myself. Okay, I played football, so I was hanging out with the jocks, okay? I was kind of popular, so I was hanging out with the cool people, right? But what my sister, my mentor taught me was to hang out with everybody. See, the cool people and the jocks and shit like that, they treat everybody like shit. But everybody has something to offer you. So when I hung out with the nerd, look, if you see a nerdy, when I saw a nerdy person walk in the cafeteria where everyone's treating them bad and all that shit, I'd sit with him and talk to him. You want to know why? Because that little thing not only made his day, but that motherfucker not only can help me if I'm not studying and I'm working, I'm sitting there. If I'm in class and I need some help with some shit, he's going to help me. But it's these same motherfuckers that these nerdy motherfuckers grow up to be rich motherfuckers And they remember motherfuckers who looked out for them. That's a whole different ball game. But I don't care if it was the music club, the glee club, Dungeons and Dragons, chess club. I didn't give a fuck who it was. I talked to people. Now, I had my alternative motive was when I realized that they were some badass women in every group. Every group has beautiful chicks in there. It's just their personality. But I treated people like normal people, and they appreciated that shit. So what I'm saying to you is don't define yourself by the group that you're in. Expand your group. Hang out with everybody, man. Because everybody's got something to offer you. Because, dog, let me tell you something. The first motherfucking Dungeons and Dragons fucking party I was invited to, hey, dog. All right, they call it right now. They call it cosplay. Have you heard of cosplay?
Yeah.
All right, so cosplay chicks were like that. So they would dress up. I'm just giving you that. They would dress up in their outfits, whatever the theme was. It wasn't like Harry Potter shit, but I'm saying whatever the theme was, they would have nerdy parties and shit. I mean, that's what they fucking do. But I was invited, and, man, they got some bad motherfuckers. Hey, they got, bad one, hey, just, dude, everything, every group, man. So what I'm saying is don't define yourself by the group. Hang out with the group, but be your own individual. Because if you are hanging out with the group, then you're going to try to define yourself by the group standard. And if you're defining yourself by the group standard, then you've already lost, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm Steve. Gave me a whole bunch of ideas. I fuck with
that.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. Do that shit, man. Hang out. Listen, dog, have a good time. Go to the dances. Man, when the football team, you walk around. Hey, dog, man, it was nothing like going on the other side and pulling them motherfucking chicks from the away team. Oh, man, shit.
I ain't even thought about that. And it was just a game yesterday.
Yeah, when a game come, you walk up, it's like it's a mini club in that motherfucker. You walk in there, you speak to the guys, say what's up to the cheerleaders and shit, and then make your way to the other side because the chicks are all brand new chicks. Oh, my goodness. Man, it's so much fun, man. I'm always hunting. Jesus, hunting. Okay?
Yeah, see, that's the thing. Just listening to, like, that story earlier, that's the part I love about the – I love the, like – it's just fun. It's just fun. And
Yeah, everything's fun. Right.
The main thing that helped me out, what you were talking about, was the difference between the what you do and the what you are. And
right. And after what you're – right, but you were talking about – but you were talking about the what you do because – You were judging people outside yourself. Don't be judging those motherfuckers, man. Don't be judging them. Let them do their thing.
Yeah.
Let them do their thing.
And just to make sure I'm on the right road, as far as the what you do is and what you are, it is possible to change a what you do to a what you are. For example, like just because you cook a scrambled egg doesn't make you a cook. But
right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Okay,
right.
Cool. I just want to make sure. Right,
yeah, you good. Yeah. You define what you are by defining what you are. And what people think about you is none of your fucking business because people are allowed to like you and hate you. But it's none of your business what they think. I don't care one way or another. Don't like so fucking what? Like me. Who cares? I don't give a fuck. As long as I like me, that's all I give a fuck about is me. Okay, young man?
Yeah.
All right, stand up, young man. Welcome to the Me Peel community, man. Stand up, brother, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, we'll throw you back in, sir. Take care. All right, peace out. All right, Joseph says, what's up, Steve? My mom died. I've been drinking and probably will tomorrow. No. I don't want to send you love. I don't want to send you love. What I want you to do is I want you to honor your mother by not fucking drinking. Put the fucking alcohol down. Honor your mother by being a great son, being a better son. Drinking is something your mother probably would not approve of, young man. So do not drink. But I'm not here. Listen, you do what you want to do, but I'm just telling you, honor your mother in a different way by not drinking, by not doing something she might not approve of. Honor your mother by being a good person. Honor your mother by being a good person. That's all, man. You can honor your mother in a different way, okay? So I can't send you love because I don't do that kind of stuff. But what I can do is show you how to love yourself, okay? So love yourself, honor your mother that way. When you get a chance, make sure you talk to her at her grave. Put flowers there and just let her know what's going on with her son. Just honor her that way. But don't honor her with liquor. Don't drink, because I'm sure that's something that your mother would not approve of. And accept the pain that you lost somebody close to you. And don't look at the loss of your mother. Look at the times that you got to spend with her. Look at and celebrate your mother. I don't know why people always want to fucking mourn motherfuckers. Don't mourn her. Celebrate her. Celebrate the times where she took your little cake ass to the store to buy you Halloween outfits, or celebrate the times when you woke up Christmas morning to a tree full of presents and she just sat on the side and watched a great gleam of how you opened up the celebrate good. I'm just so different, guys. I don't mourn. I celebrate. So I'm just saying, do what you want, Joseph, but don't drink, because I think your mother would not approve of that, young man. Okay, don't drink. But I'm not here to tell you. Do what you want to do. But all I'm saying is that what I'm saying to you is, take a moment. If you got to cry, cry. You know, cry. Nobody's going to know what the fuck you're doing. Cry. Shed some tears. But why, after you get done sharing and fucking crying, wipe those fucking tears and start appreciating the times where maybe she didn't have money and she worked several jobs to put clothes on your back and, you know, worked hard to put food on your table. Celebrate that shit. Celebrate that she lived on this earth enough to watch you grow into the man you are, but the man you are right now is not the man she's going to approve of if you're fucking drinking. Okay? All right? You see what I'm saying? Just think about what I'm saying, okay? All right, so just think of what I'm saying, okay? But I'm just saying that Just be the son that she loved and she created, and be that. That's the best way you can honor her. But don't mourn her, okay? We're all going to die. Don't mourn her. She had her time. She lived. She was able to have you. Now it's on you to either keep your bloodline going and honor her by giving her a grandchild, you know, whatever you want to do. But I'm not here to judge you for drinking, but don't drink, because I don't think your mother wanted you to drink, okay? Don't drink, all right? All right? So just hold on to the great memories that y'all have shared. Love her, care about her, think about her, and you're good, all right? What if you're out with a girl and she's looking at other guys? Then you're the weak motherfucker. Why she's looking at other guys? Because you're still out with the fucking woman that's disrespectful. Why would you be out with a disrespectful ass woman? Let her look at other guys and you fucking go to fucking one. Jesus Christ, man. Come on, stop that shit. Anyway, guys, we're gonna wrap this up. Matter of fact, I'll give y'all 8 more minutes. You got any questions, okay? Got more eight more questions. You got 8 more minutes. So we'll do that. I'll let y'all know when it's dropping, but yeah. So I got 8 more minutes. Wrap this up at that 30-minute mark. So we got 8 more minutes. So if y'all got questions, go ahead and ask. The lines are down. So the lines are down. Let me switch the scene over. Lines are down. Don't forget Real Game No Theory tomorrow. Real Game No Theory tomorrow. Let me just this shit. Here we go. Pop this shit right here. So, oh, wait. Let me put this right here. There we go. Real game, no theory tomorrow. Let me see what's going on over this motherfucker here. Let's see here. Hold on. I'll make sure I'm... Am I? Okay. Yeah, sorry. Oh, let me show y'all. Let's get the buckshot of the head. The head shot. The back. Back of the head shot, guys. What's going on right now? As y'all can see right now. Y'all can see what's going on right now as I'm chopping it up with you guys right now. Sedin class and session and shit. So we chopping it up, but y'all got a question. When's the Halloween game live stream? No, the Halloween is going to drop in a few weeks. We're going to drop that in a few weeks, okay? We're going to drop that in a few weeks because we're going to do the Halloween costume. We're going to do trick or treat game and sexoween to prepare y'all in September. I don't have 2K3. I don't have that. I like J. Cole on one of those covers. I think that's pretty awesome, Jay. I like J. Cole on the cover. I think that's fucking awesome and shit. So, yeah, that's pretty dope and shit. So, you know, but fuck, other than that, man, shit, just sitting there chilling. So if y'all got questions, just showing y'all, we just chilling from the backside and everything, just chopping it up. I got to catch up on my motherfucking, I got to catch up on my Lord of the Rings and shit, man. Fuck. Let me see something. Let me put that. I got to catch up on that shit. I got to catch up on that shit. And that shit drop. I'm kind of late on that shit. Damn, come on. Let me see. Pop that shit in here. There we go. Yeah. Pop that bitch up in here. Lord of the Rings of this motherfucker. Yes, sir. House of Dragon is tomorrow, boy. Y'all know I love this shit. Y'all know I love this shit. So, yeah, I got to do that. Well, I got it. Yeah, episode 2, yeah. They say episode 3 is going to go, like, 3 years into the future or some shit. So, we're going to watch that stuff. So, yeah, so we're good. So, yeah, y'all got, yeah. No. You lose if you chilling. See, that's weak people. Get the fuck up and leave. You leave. If you're driving her, you tell her, let's go. I'm taking you home. And you drive her home, and you tell her to take care of yourself, and she's asking why you're doing that. You're letting her know, I don't appreciate the disrespect. It was nice knowing you. Peace. Don't you chill. That's what weak people do. Don't chill. Do not chill. All right, guys, 5 more minutes left in the show. What's going on? It's the Dean class session. Last questions. One around, guys. Any questions y'all got, I answer. We got to do a show tomorrow. We're going to do a show tomorrow. Real game, no theory tomorrow. Tomorrow, 12 with the fellas. So what y'all got? Well, good luck to you, Jay. Get that shit, bro. Get that shit. Get it. Get it, son. Get it, son. Yeah, so. So, yeah, y'all are good, man. Y'all are good. Y'all good people. Any good questions, let me know, sir. We'll answer any of your questions, man. Oh, yeah, and what is it? Power. I gotta watch Power. I got to finish watching the Shy Power, Lords of Ring. Don't forget Industry, guys. I keep telling y'all, make sure y'all watch Industry. That's a great show to show you how your mind is trying to sell you on some bullshit. And thank you, guys. Make sure you check out Jeremy posted Sex, Lies, and Rinsing, guys. Make sure y'all watch that to get an understanding of what I've been telling y'all about. This has been going on for a long time. A lot of women they don't even have to give any pussy up. They're going to ask for what they want, and there are guys that will just send them money. So you just got to understand, this is how the shit is. It's amazing. It's amazing. So just check that out. Y'all got it. Y'all going to be good, man. We got y'all covering the shit. We got y'all. How do you get close to the DJ and the bouncer so they don't see you as another? Well, I always brought invested $60. I always would save up $60 and I would tip the bartender 60. I mean, I give the bartender 20, the bouncer 20, and the DJ 20 until they gave me access to the owner. And once I got the access to the owner, that was the next move to get me into the Swingers and all that other shit. I don't know when Billion's going to be out, but I'm telling you, FOA, make sure you watch Industry. It's good. It's good. And matter of fact, there's one called The Queen. There's one, some shit about The Queen, some shit, man. Something about The Queen. I got to look that shit up on Star and look that shit up. So, but yeah, we got about 3 more minutes. So any more questions, man? What's your favorite size of a television for a family? Shit, the TV I have in my living room is 85, a flat screen. I love big shit, dog. I just like big screens. So I got I got 2 big TVs, surround sound and shit, to play my video games and watch like the NFL and shit. Let me see here. The movie Revolver, Jake defeated his mind in the elevator. It was because he accepted his fear. Just want to hear your thoughts. Well, no, I love Revolver because you only get stronger by playing a stronger opponent. There's a lot of great stuff in there. And a lot of people, yeah, they need to see that because the mind is a very powerful thing. Powerful thing. Part one, I put my bid in with a girl. Later on that night, she texted me and she has a mental problem. I don't see that. See that any traces before when it first met her. Well, Ayla, if you and I put your bid in, I don't know if you put your bid in with me, but if you did, why are you telling me about this woman? I don't understand. If she has a mental problem, throw her fucking ass back in the water. No. If she's telling you she's spoiled fruit, you don't eat it or save it. You let it go. Charge it to the game. Listen. I don't know what her mental problem is, but you need to check that shit. If your mental problem affects anything in my relationship, I'm not dealing with that. So I don't know. I don't want y'all messing with broken people. I mean, I can understand a woman that has emotional problems, but you're talking about mental shit. If she's got to take medicine, man, you better let her ass go. Boxing, if I was you, if you're a long time, I'll give you some game real quick. If you're a long time listener, hey, I got this, dog. This shit is cool. I just saw this shit. Look, I got this shit. I got this shit. This shit right here, I look at it. It's called a car link kit. So this shit is going to allow me to plug up in my new F-150 on my dashboard, and I'll be able to play YouTube, Netflix, and all that shit on that motherfucker, man. That shit's dope. But I'll just give you a real quick tip. What I would do, if you are a long-time subscriber to, like, I'm DirecTV. So anytime I want to, I call DirecTV and tell them I'm about to leave. I'm a long-time subscriber. I'm about to leave. What can you do for me? They'll cut your bill down. They'll give you extra TV shit. They'll give you the Sunday ticket for free and shit. But you got to be a long-time subscriber for that shit. So if you're a long-time subscriber to your cable company, call them and tell them I'm thinking about leaving. I got another deal from another company. What can you do for me? And then they will send you to another department. But they'll be like, we need to keep your service, sir. This is what we can do. We can cut your bill down to $10 a month or $15 to take $20 off. We can add another extra premium channel for you. And we can give you the NFL Sunday ticket for free. Because you'll be like, well, here's my problem. You know, I got the Sunday ticket, but I'm watching all these commercial ads where you're giving people who are not subscribed discounts on the NFL Sunday ticket. I've been a member of DirecTV since y'all had that shit. What can you do for me? Oh, Mr. Williams, I'm sorry. We want to keep your subscription, and this is what we're going to do. We'll give you the NFL Sunday ticket absolutely free, and that comes with the Red Zone channel and blah, 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 blah. So you got to run this game, man. I don't know. I don't know. I usually like doing them on Thursdays. I usually like to do them on Thursdays, though, okay? But anyway, man, hey guys, man, I'm going to go ahead and go, man, because I got some Madden to play and shit, and I got to catch up on Lord of the Rings and all the stuff, and plus I got to set up the show for tomorrow. So, guys, hey, all my MePeel community guys out there, thank you very much, guys. You know, we are all one, but we are all independent thinkers. I appreciate you all, guys. Y'all be good. Y'all stand up, man. And I just want to say thank you. I appreciate you all. And we will keep doing everything we can to give you content that no one else talks about. So think about rejection. You should never see rejection the same after listening to this. There's no excuse at this point. If you see rejection the same way after listening to this, then don't listen to me. I can't help you. So, guys, I got to get ready to go. I'm going to get at y'all later, man. And we'll see y'all. Hey, guys, we'll see you guys at 12 o'clock. So y'all come in, stand up for us, and let's rock this motherfucker house tomorrow at 12 o'clock East, brother. I'll see y'all guys on Sunday. Please be careful, guys. Don't drink and drive. And just love yourself, because nobody else can love you like you love yourself. We out this bitch. Guys, I am the Dean. Guys, y'all have a good night. Y'all take care.
Hey, baby. I'm done. Let me turn shit off. My God, hot! Laura!
Baby, it's hot up here.